Government has been called upon to continuously monitor the quality of nutrition services delivery across the country. Uganda is grappling with a triple burden of nutrition, high child undernutrition, 26% stunting, 22.9% wasting, rising obesity among adults, and widespread micronutrient deficiencies such as iron deficiency anemia, which affects nearly half of young children and women, despite stunting dropping from 29% in 2016 to 26% in 2022. Only 7% of children receive a minimally acceptable diet. Peter Etiero, project manager at Action Against Hunger, says government structures, including LC3 leaders and district technical officers, must prioritize nutrition discussions. He also stresses the need to strengthen community systems, build partnerships, and ensure strong policy frameworks.
Where we have established this nutrition action plan, we need to see enforcement of this nutrition action plan. We need to see investment in the implementation of those nutrition action plans. At national level, the same thing. We need to see Parliament invest money into nutrition-related interventions in agriculture, in nutrition treatment and prevention. That is key for us as we move forward. Beyond the project, we've demonstrated clearly that investment in nutrition has returned. It is not a consumptive sector. It is an investment.